You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Tiffany C. Wright, author of Solving the Capital Equation, Financing Solutions for Small Businesses, and the ebook, Help, I Need Money for My Business Now. Tiffany is the president of Toca Family Business Services, DBA, the resourceful CEO, which provides financial and operational products and solutions to small and medium businesses. Tiffany, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm very pleased to be here.
Certainly our privilege to have you as well. So first of all, what inspired you, first of all, to write your books?
Well, I was a business advisor advising small companies anywhere with revenues anywhere from $500,000 to our largest customer was just under $70 million. And I kept getting the same questions over and over again regarding financing. There was this belief that financing was difficult to come by, and I kept saying, no, it's not. But so many businesses asked the question, and then we also did we put together a financial roundtable forum, and in that monthly forum, the same questions were being asked. So it was slightly frustrating to have to answer the same question each time. And so first I had one person tell me I should write a book. Then I had two more people tell me I should document my answers and write a book. And so that's what I did, and that was the inspiration.
Well, that's tremendous. Most people don't take the time to do that and take heed to the advice given out there. So is there a message in the book that you want the readers to grasp?
Yes. The primary message is that there is financing available. The main thing is that companies need to package themselves and go for the financing that's most applicable for their type of business in the stage of their business. So, again, financing is available, but you need to package for the type of financing that's right for your business at the stage of your business. So that's the primary message that I think people need to understand, the business owners need to understand.
Now, how is your book going to help me or the listener?
Well, with that primary message, I think it's still, if you tell someone that, they go, okay, well, what do you mean package? What do you mean there's, you know, stage of my business. So basically the book walks you through if you're just starting out, if you are growing from a few hundred thousand to a few million, or if you're growing from several million to 20 or 30 million, those are all different stages that require different sources of financing. Obviously, if you're just starting out, unless you're acquiring a large company, you're pursuing like mezzanine financing or types of private equity financing. Really, you know, you're not a candidate for those types of financing. So again, it talks about the different stages, and then it walks you through the different stages. There's a lot of case studies and how-tos. And then it also talks about different types of companies. Construction companies sometimes have difficulty getting financing because they don't have long-term contracts. It's one-off contracts. And so the sources of financing for them, and then there's also potentially bonding issues. So the sources of financing for them may be different, or actually are different than other business service providers, which are different from asset-based companies. So business service providers don't have a lot of assets that banks like to lend against. They'll have receivables, but they generally, you know, they're providing a service. They're not producing a product, so they don't have much actual physical collateral to lend against. Whereas a manufacturing firm or distribution firm or a retail company may have a lot of inventory or manufacturing equipment or other large assets to use as collateral.
Today we are joined by Tiffany C. Wright, the president of Toca Family Business Services, DBA, the resourceful CEO, which provides financial and operational products and solutions to small and medium businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tiffany, why did you start your business?
Well, what's interesting is I actually I'm a graduate of Wharton, and my initial intention when I went to Wharton was to buy a company. And so I started Toca Family Services, Toca Family Business Services, as the holding company arm to use as the primary vehicle to acquire other companies. But while I was looking for companies to acquire, I encountered a number of other companies that were transitioning, but they didn't want to be purchased. They wanted to resolve their issues. So I ended up, instead of just using it as an acquisition vehicle, I ended up converting it to a consulting firm. And then over a period of 3 years, we realized that a lot of the types of issues that we were encountering were, a lot of companies were experiencing them. So we productized some of those solutions based on the size of companies and then rebranded the company as the Resourceful CEO. But yes, that's how I got started kind of a evolution. I have to tell people, you may have one original idea for your business and you have a business plan, but that doesn't mean that 3 years later that the company will be the same.
Well, what advice would you give a fellow business owner that may be struggling? They're listening in and they're having a difficult time. What kind of advice would you have for that type of a person?
Well, it would depend on what kind of trouble that they're having. I often, obviously in the type of business that I am, I often encounter small business owners who are having cash flow issues. And so that's what's driving their need for financing. They think, I need to find either an investor or a lender in order to resolve this problem. But when you drill down, you find that there's issues, like they're not collecting on their receivables. Instead of having their receivables out there for 30 days or so, they're out there for 60, 90, or 120. They're entering into agreements that don't give them enough of an operating profit margin, just a number of different operational issues. And so what I would say is if you're getting very frustrated and it's hard for you to think, then either when you get too frustrated, or you can become a little desperate, and when you get that way, your creativity shuts down, so you can no longer think of creative solutions to your problems. You need to get outside of your business or get someone else to help you. Another friend who has a business, another business owner or entrepreneur, a friend of yours who may be part of a executive management team at another company may be able to help you. Just somebody that you can talk about your problems or your business problems or your issues with. If you don't have anyone like that in your circle, then you can find a coach, or you can join one of the small business roundtables that exist out there, or a business association comprised of other business owners, and ask them. But if you're really frustrated and you're having difficulty and you can't figure it out yourself, you have to. You absolutely must reach out, because if you don't and you just let the problems continue, what happens is you end up needing a turnaround consultant or driving yourself into bankruptcy. And there's warning signs long before that, and pay attention, and you can avoid any kind of meltdown. You can stop the slide, catch it at the very beginning.
There you go. Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your company and where to pick up your books and the ebook?
Oh, okay. Well, you can get more information about our company at theresourcefulceo.com. My book is available on Amazon. Just type in my name or Solving the Capital Equation, Financial Solutions for Small Businesses. And the ebook is available at financeyourcompany.com.
Very good. Certainly appreciate you coming out. She is Tiffany C. Wright, author of Solving the Capital Equation, Financing Solutions for Small Businesses, and the ebook Help, I Need Money for My Business Now. And the website of reference is the resource for the Resourceful CEO. It's theresourcefulceo.com. And for the finance company, it's financeyourcompany.com. Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.